Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye martyrs of our God, who form his altar call. Extol the stem of Jesse's rod and crown him Lord of all. You chosen seed of Israel's race, a remnant weak and small, hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Ye Gentile sinners, never forget the wormwood and the gall. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial bow to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, join in the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Check the other version. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal
Lord.
To take a moment to worship the King of Glory. You want to sit down, you want to kneel down, you want to lay down, any posture you want to take, I want you to worship Him, the King who is eternal. From the hymn we just sang, adore Him, the everlasting King. Lay your crowns at His feet. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Take your time and talk with the Almighty God and worship Him by yourself. Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please, you can rise on your feet and lift up your two hands and pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have come today to fellowship with my Heavenly Father and to make my request known to Him. No power can hinder me. No power can delay the program of God for me. I am the child of God. I know who I am. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am born of the Spirit of God. I am a child of the kingdom. I am washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I walk in authority, living life without any apology, because the power of Jesus and the authority of Jesus has been given to me according to the word of God in the book of Luke chapter 9 verse 1. I stand on the authority of that word. As I come to pray today and to fellowship with my Heavenly Father, I cover myself, my family, in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I put on the whole armor of God. I hereby come against every prince of Persia, principality in the air of Plato, that will want to hinder my prayer. I arrest you by the power in the blood of Jesus. I bind you right now and I cast you down into the pit. Into the pit of destruction and hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against principalities. I come against powers that wrestle with me, that wrestle with my prayers. I arrest you today. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you right now and I cast you into the pit of destruction. I cast you into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against you, the rulers of the darkness of this present world. I come against you, spiritual wickedness in high places. I arrest you all by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you right now, you rulers of darkness, you principalities and powers, you spiritual wickedness in high places, I bind you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against you, weaknesses and spirits of weariness. I arrest you today by the power in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Get out of my life. I cast you out of my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every wandering spirit. You foul spirits of distractions. Set against me and my family. I come against you. In the name of Jesus. I come against your works. I paralyze you right now. In the name of Jesus. Father. Father. Today. I receive. The anointing. To pray. And to get results. My prayers. In the name of Jesus. Cannot be hindered. My prayers. In the name of Jesus. Cannot be delayed. In the name of Jesus. I will pray. All the days of my life. I will enjoy my Father. I will enjoy the glory of heaven. The hand of the Lord will prevail upon my life. My Father and my God, I baptize myself in the fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I baptize myself inside of you. Saturate every part of me with your fire. Fire, 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 fire in my heart, fire in my spirit, fire in my bones, fire in my brain, fire on my hands. Holy Ghost, I baptize myself in your fire in the name of Jesus. Place your two hands on your head. Say, Father, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I declare my destiny. A dangerous zone for satanic activities. I have become hot. Danger zone. For the enemy to handle from now. Every aspect of my family, I release fire, 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 fire. Go ahead and begin to pray over your family. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, my prayer, my prayers will attract divine intervention to every situation in my life. My family will enjoy signs and wonders. Signs and wonders will follow my prayers. Testimonies will follow me. From today, the 6th of January, testimony will follow me. Signs and wonders will follow me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and clap your hands and pray. Just a minute. Lord, signs and wonders will follow me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, I present every member of my family. And I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on them. Every handwriting of Satan and all his agents against me and my family, let it be wiped out now. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and begin to engage your family. Engage the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every prince of darkness. Assign over my family. Whoever you are, I come against you. I command your works to be paralyzed. Go ahead and begin to dismantle them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Finally, lift up your two hands. Say, I put on the whole armor of God. In the name of Jesus, I arrest by the blood of Jesus every principality, every power wrestling with my destiny. I arrest you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you and cast you to the pit of destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm going to give you 1 minute. You will speak with authority. Whatever you want to see happen, in the life of your family. Let me give you one example. If there is anybody in your family that seems to be very stubborn, what is happening is not him. There is a spirit called the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of stubbornness. Bind that spirit, cast that spirit to the outer darkness, loose your family member. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. All right. Whatever you have asked them to leave, whatever needs to replace that place, command it into place. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You believe the Lord has heard your prayers? Let your amen be the loudest in this house. Give the Lord a big clap offering of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lifted, I am lifted. I am lifted by His word. Above sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. I am lifted, lifted, lifted. I am lifted, I am lifted by the word. Above sin and sorrow, into the presence. I am lifted, lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted by the word. Above sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. I am lifted, lifted. Into the presence of the Lord. I am lifted, lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted.
our sorrow into the presence of the Lord. I am lifted, lifted. Oh God. Lifted, I am lifted by His word. I will sing the song into the presence of the Lord. I am lifted. Into the presence of the Lord, I am lifted. Hey, let somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey, hallelujah, hey, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, Hosanna in the high. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing.
Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest,
Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. Angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Everybody, get a mate together. Clap, 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 clap,
shout hallelujah! Somebody shout Hosanna! Somebody shout hallelujah!
Satan, don't fall for gotten. Hey. Satan, don't fall for granted. Hey. Satan, don't fall for ground. Hey. He don't fall for ground. Hey. He don't fall for ground. Hey. He don't lose control. He don't lose influence. He don't lose power. He don't fall for ground. Hey. Ground, ground. Macha, macha. Macha, macha. Macha, macha. Macha, macha. Match, match. Poverty, match. Sickness, match. Match, match. Match, match. He don't fall for ground, hey. He don't fall for ground, hey. He will never rise again. He will never rise again. This never rise again. Yeah, you don't fall for ground, hey. Matcha, matcha. Matcha, matcha. Matcha, matcha. Matcha, matcha. Match, 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 match. Somebody. Hold on over your enemy. Whoa! Can you join heaven for the next 1 minute? You give the Lord a shout of victory. Jesus, up, 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 higher, Jesus, higher. Give a dance of celebration. He conquered. He defeat. He triumph. Jesus. Hey. Jesus, 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 somebody shout higher! Anyone here, have you seen the goodness of the Lord in your life? Has the Lord conquered Satan in your life? Shout hallelujah! Ready. Come on. All right. are going to go together with our hands. Praise it. Tap, 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 tap. One woman, just give the Lord a shout of praise. One woman, move to seven people, say, Satan, they're under my feet. Let me hear one man give the Lord a shout of praise above that woman. My mouth will sing unto the Lord because I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Holy Spirit. King of glory, we honor you. We thank you because you are God indeed. Satan will never have a space to be celebrated in our lives. You will always be exalted, and Satan will always be mocked. We love you, King of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord for the mighty healing, deliverances, restoration, healing and restoration and salvations. Holy Spirit, we love you. How many of you had a great time with the Holy Spirit yesterday? Oh, how many of you had a wonderful dream? Now, I'm going to begin to break it down for you to have an understanding of the 11 things that I just gave us points on. The ways that God speaks to us. The Spirit of God and the human spirit. That's what I'm discussing with us. The Spirit of God, how you God interacts with our spirit to speak to us. One of the most important key things in hearing from God is dependent on our relationship.
with God. Our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Job says something in Job 32 and verse 8. Job 32 and verse 8. There is a spirit, he said, but there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit in man. It is that spirit in man that the Spirit of God communicates with. Gives the person answers. Direction. The spirit in man. The breath or the inspiration of the Almighty comes upon it and gives him understanding. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man. That's what your spirit is. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. So if God is going to reveal anything, he will speak through your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle. God wants to lighten up something, he will now use your spirit to lighten up the environment. It's the candle of the Lord. That's why when you get into occultism, they also possess your spirit. And when the devil takes over your spirit, he uses your spirit to do his wickedness upon the earth. Acts chapter 7 verse 59. Acts chapter 7 verse 59. And they stoned Stephen. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God. Stephen said to the Lord, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Your spirit can be directed by you. You can allow your spirit to be in the hands of God, or your spirit can be in the hands of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, even though our outward man perishes, but yet the inward man is renewed by day. What he's talking about is our spirit is alive. If your spirit is alive, nothing can kill you. If your spirit is energized, it doesn't matter what is happening externally. The external doesn't conquer the internal until the internal is dead and weak. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Save the spirit of man which is in him. There is a spirit in you that knows you. That's why the you that people see physically is not the real you. The real you cannot be seen with the natural eye. The real you is inside of you that knows you. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So when your spirit is in relationship with the Spirit of God will marry your spirit, and marry your spirit, the Spirit of God will tell you the mind of God. Nobody can understand the ways of God except by the Spirit. Just like nobody knows the content in a man's heart except the spirit of the man that is in him. That's the same thing. Nobody knows the things of God except by the Spirit of God. So a marriage comes in between the human spirit and the Spirit of God, and then God begins to speak to your spirit. James chapter 2 verse 26. James chapter 2 verse 26. So James said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What he's trying to say here is, your living, how lively you are,
is determined by how lively your spirit is. If your spirit is dead, everything about your spirituality will be dead. Prayer, dead, dry. Studying God's word, dead, dry. Can you help that brother that is sitting down in front, whether he has traveled by the Spirit to the third heaven? When a man's spirit is dead, everything, business, dies. Relationship becomes dead because the spirit of the man is dead. For as the body without the spirit, so take the spirit out, mess up the spirit, the person loses everything. Then put the spirit, let the spirit be there, let the life of the spirit be in there. The person is alive. So God usually speaks to us in different ways. Of course, I shared with us yesterday, God speaks to us and he's always speaking. It's always speaking. The thing is, people are too busy that they don't hear. So let's now discuss how God speaks to us through the Spirit. Hearing God through your spirit man is one of the most very important lessons you must develop. You must practice it to hear the voice of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. God always speaks to your heart through the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your spirit is in the right tune, it will bring out the right result. Your spirit is in the wrong tune, it will bring out the wrong result. That's why Proverbs 18 verse 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14. There you see, Proverbs said, if the spirit of somebody is sound, the person will be sound. He said, and when the spirit of a person is wounded, he said, who can bear? When your spirit is not in order, things will not be in order. When your spirit is in order, things will be in order around you. When your spirit is restless, everything about your atmosphere will be restless. When your spirit is at peace, everything will be at peace. That's why he said the spirit of a man sustains a man in his infirmity. It doesn't matter the sickness. If your spirit man is strong, no sickness can kill you. I say no sickness. Do you know that when your spirit man is very strong and death comes to capture you, your spirit man can conquer death? Because your spirit man is strong. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? So the enemy comes around to try to mess up your spirit so that you will continue to lose in the battle of life. I decree and declare, every one of you whose spirit has been captured, I command your spirits to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. So Psalm 143 and verse 10. Psalm 143 and verse 10. That's why you see the greatest man, one of the greatest men that ever lived on earth, God made him a friend. God established a lineage with him. He's a man that understands God very well. And if you want to really know how to communicate with God, you want to really know how to interact with God, you want to really know how to talk with God, study the thoughts of that man called David. His thoughts have been emptied in the book of Psalms. You will see his thought process. And every thought process of David is a prophetic word. Look at what he said. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. Let your good spirit. Good spirit means there is a bad spirit. Thy spirit that is good, there is also a spirit that is bad, that can lead you into destruction. But look at what he said. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. There is a spirit that does that in interaction with our spirit. That's why when he fell and he prayed and cried for restoration, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. I know that thing happened when my spirit was not right. There was a strange spirit that took over. So take away that unclean spirit and give me your spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Paul said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is always in fellowship with human spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And there's no way you become the son of God that you will not enjoy the glory and the inheritance of your father. Oh, it's always glorious, children, that enjoy fatherhood. Always see them come around father. Commune with their father. Father will talk one word to them. Speak to them. Guide them. Correct them. Instruct them. That's what you enjoy when your spirit is married to the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. So what the Bible is saying, in essence, as people are being led by the Spirit of God, there are millions of people that are being led by the spirit of the devil. What do you think will make a pastor in Kenya yesterday's Sunday? Yesterday's Sunday, it was on the news. Because of the tribulations he was going through with his wife in their marriage, Dolene, if the thing didn't this thing, why don't you separate for a while? The Bible gives you that right. And that's the thing of mentorship. Where you don't have a mentor, you don't have a father that can talk to you. They came to church. He said the wife has been troubling him for all these years. So they came to church. Nobody knew he carried knife. So they were sitting down on the pastor's seat, and suddenly he came from behind and choked his wife. Choked her to the heart. Choked her to the body. Choked her head. And then carried the knife and cut himself. Yesterday. He wrote how many pages of note he left for the people to read. Of course, the wife died also. He also died. They left 5 children. The devil leads. Oh, you don't know? Read your Bible. The Bible says, when Jesus was talking to the disciple, and he said, one of you will betray me. They had Holy Communion, had wonderful time. The spirit of the devil was waiting at the door. When Judas stepped out, the Bible says, the spirit of the devil entered him. You can be led by the Spirit of God, and you can be led by the spirit of the devil. But as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they operate with the nature of God, the character of God. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. Now you see, the Spirit, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. No. Follow me here. The man was sitting in one place. You actually probably were sitting down with his relations or friends probably. But he is a man that is in tune with the Spirit of God. So while he was even there, the Spirit of God came upon him with his own spirit, and they traveled. The people in Israel, pastors, shepherds, members, everybody was busy doing their stuff. So going to church, clapping hands, shouting hallelujah, and all of that. But God said, I want to show you why things are going down in this country among my children. Even though they look lively, but they are dead bones. He said, all this crowd you are seeing, they are in the valley. But he was sitting in one place. The spirit and his spirit came. And out he traveled. And then he saw valley. It wasn't a physical valley and dry bones. It is the state of the people in the realm of the spirit that needs to be recovered. I pray for some of you right now. Anywhere your life has been stationed, I am asking the power of God to recover you right now in the name of Jesus. So people see you, you're the pastor, see you a brother, they see you a sister, they see you deacon, they see you deaconess, they see you a minister of the gospel, they don't know that you are in the valley. Valley full of dry bones. The hand of the Lord. Follow me. I'm taking you somewhere on the spirit and the spirit. It took me years until the Lord said to me, begin to decode how I walk, how you hear me. They are here, Pastor Jerry and others. They will always sometimes come and kneel down and say, Daddy, can you tell us? We want to know. I said, you are not ripe yet. Keep relating with the Lord. Just keep enjoying yourself with the Lord. In the fullness of time, I will reveal to you. Jesus will sometimes tell the disciples and say, you are asking, no. It is not for now. Your mind is not yet fully matured. Do you know that while we were singing the hymn, while we were singing the hymn, at a point while I was leading us in the song, I left this temple and I found myself before the throne, lying down at the feet of the Master. The hand of the Lord was upon me. My prayer for someone here, the hand of the devil, the hand of generational familiar spirits that have been on your life, they must pack their loads today. What is the hand that is resting on your head? Komarakambrosh. Lababa tantakabatash. Reproshegrandinas. Lift up your right hand, my mama, my darling, my dear brother, sister. Pray this with all your strength, oh Baba. Baba, remove every strange hand from my head. Let your hand rest upon me. Shantalabaha. Remove it, strange hand, from my head. Let the hand of Jehovah shura bara 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 bara. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now let's follow Jesus. Let's look at Jesus himself. Marrying the spirit of God. Spirit talking with spirit. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1. Then Jesus. Where I'm bringing you is when you hear God, it takes control of your destination. It takes control of the journeys of your life. Oh my God. Every bit of you will be controlled by the wings of the Spirit. Then Jesus. I don't want to go into that. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Holy Spirit with his Spirit marry each other for ministerial training. I say to you, there is no way you can be walking with the Spirit you will ever fail or fumble and be frustrated. The winds of darkness will gather and summon themselves and come heavily. Ah, no. Before they get through to you, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. There is a communion with your spirit. This thing that we're reading here, it is what we learned yesterday on circumstantial atmosphere, where God uses circumstances to speak. Luke chapter 2, verse 27. Luke chapter 2 verse 27. Refuse to be a religious average Christian. Develop a deep relationship with the Father. This life will be sweet. I'm telling you, there is a glory in this life that men don't understand the depths of it. Walk in the spirit and you will not gratify the works of the flesh. You will enjoy what they call heaven on earth. You see where I am right now, I am enjoying heaven on earth. It's a different air you breathe. Different. It's a different climate around you. This man has... This man had a deep relationship with the Father, with the Spirit. Remember, at this particular point, this was not even part of the disciples. At this particular point, the Holy Ghost has not come physically. But the Spirit of God has been walking through generations to men that have developed relationship with Him. That's why we read of David in his own time. He said, "Lead me by your Spirit. For your Spirit is a good one. There is a bad spirit." So here comes. Everybody was gathered in the synagogue. Synagogue is a place that houses around 80, 10, 80, or 800. And the people were gathered in the synagogue for a naming ceremony. And the name of the child was to be named. So everybody came into the service. They came with their own natural spirit. Even the priest was not in tune with heaven. His antenna was broken. There was no link. So he was only doing physical religious services. But in the spirit, there was no connection. Then this man, Simon, and he came by the spirit into the temple. Some of us, we walk into the house of the Lord with a devilish spirit, while some walk with the Spirit of God to receive from God. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, you see there, the priest received the Messiah, but he didn't know that was the Messiah. It was a man that was in link with the Spirit that said, "Wow! All that generations have been waiting for, written from the book of Isaiah. This is over 700 years. Today, it has been fulfilled." He said, "My eyes have seen the redemption of the Lord. Now, O Lord, I have tarried for years and I refuse to go. I refuse to sleep in death. Now let my spirit go. Your servant can go and rest. Because I have seen." Wow! Where I'm bringing you, there were hundreds. But nobody knew that the Messiah had come. It takes the Spirit to access the mysteries of God, the schedule of God on earth. Lift your two hands. Rasha Bregadona. Mangara Kabaroko Shubre. I'm going to give someone 1 minute. Pray from the womb of your heart, the womb of your spirit, we may call it. Lord, hijack my spirit. Take over my spirit. Grab my spirit. Possess my spirit. Go ahead and cry to the Almighty. Oh, Rabba Garegarados, the Rabba Robades, Shiramaroskera. And he came in the spirit into the temple. Ah! Shagale Bregedena,
Mirabosquea. Mire cabo. Shara. Shara.
In Jesus' name. Go with me to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 29. I'm taking you on a journey. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. Spirit communing with Spirit. Here is it. Philip. Now you can be sitting with people. Follow me here. You can be sitting with people. They won't hear. It is only your spirit that will hear. If you are hearing like this, some of you that have been reading the Bible in the past, probably you are thinking God just spoke audibly loud. Philip, go near. If God has spoken audibly loud, the Ethiopian eunuch would have also heard. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near. Here is a man with a chariot moving. Prime Minister, Finance Minister of Ethiopia, moving in his chariot. Go near. Join thyself to this chariot. There are other chariots who came for the celebration in Jerusalem. Don't join theirs. Join that man. Clear. The Spirit never confuses. It gives you accurate instruction. Not this one that you hear people say, the Spirit of the Lord told me. And then next tomorrow, the Spirit of the Lord told me. Another, the Spirit of the Lord, confusing things. The Spirit of God is not a confusionist. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. Acts chapter 10 verse 19 to 20. Now let's read there. Saying, oh my God. Acts chapter 10, verse 19. While Peter was meditating, reflecting on this vision, I told us a little bit about it. I'm going to get to dreams and visions. We'll go deeper. And that's why yesterday I brought out some of my children to just show you how, when you're supposed to be reflecting on a dream that has come, and then you just take it lightly, you miss out. While Peter was reflecting, another translation says, why he thought on the vision. The Spirit said unto him. The Spirit said unto him, behold. hey, behold. So here is he, sitting down in the room upstairs. I had a dream. I saw the sheep and the animals and the discussion that went in that dream. And what the Lord told me, what I heard in that dream, don't call this. While he was reflecting, his spirit was in tune. His spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So the Spirit spoke to his spirit. Peter. Go downstairs. When you go downstairs, for you to know I am the one dealing with you, there are three men you will find. And those three men that are coming, don't look at their outlook so that you don't get discouraged, because they will look like Gentiles. Receive them and follow them. I have an assignment. So why the Spirit? Now take me to verse 20. Go up downstairs and accompany them with no doubt at all, because I have sent them. So, Peter. Remember that Peter was waiting for food. So I don't know what happened to the food. They probably all ate. Peter carried himself. with six of the brethren. And they went. And when they came to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius, a devout man, a man that loved God, but yet he wasn't born again. He was a Gentile. A man that will sacrifice, fast, pray. He really desired to know the God of these Jews. So God saw, the Lord sent him an angel. Since the day you set out and you're making your sacrifices, the Lord has answered you. And therefore the Lord will give you a revelation. There is a man called Peter. And the man is in this town. Go to this location. Send your men. They will find him. The Holy Spirit, discussing with the spirit of man, will give you addresses and locations of places. So, when Peter arrived, and then Cornelius fell down to honor him, fell down. Peter said, what do I just come up? I'm just a man like you, come on. But that's reverence, that's honor. And when he took them in, and then Peter started sharing the gospel, before Peter could get midway, the Holy Ghost hijacked the meeting and baptized the Gentile. You saw? Naturally, there is no way these Gentiles can be baptized, but already the Holy Ghost has taken over. So what do they need anymore? Let's go and baptize them. So in chapter 11, in the council of believers, because it was strange when they heard that the gospel has opened up to the Gentile. He said, brothers, I didn't go alone. I went with six of these brethren. But the six didn't hear that conversation. It was a discussion between Peter and the Spirit. Spirit versus Spirit. Place your hands on your chest. Let's use it as a point of contact. Look up to me here. Do you know that where your next breakthrough is has an address? And the Holy Spirit has the address. Do you know that the next person that will change your family story forever has a name? And the Holy Spirit can give you the name. That's the mystery behind this work. He tells me who will come into my life part time and who will go. When he has finished with the person and make the person say, John will go. Before he goes, I will give you a replacement. You're going to pray this prayer. You pray this prayer. Say, Holy Spirit, sanctify my spirit. Take over my spirit. I hand it over to you. Take over my spirit. Rule over my spirit. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. The Bible says, and while they were ministering to the Lord in fasting, while they were ministering to the Lord in prayer and fasting, ministering to the Lord, that's the level where you go beyond asking God for cars and houses. There is a depth of relationship that goes so deep that relationship, the demands will not be on needs in terms of car, food, clothes. It will be, I want to know you. I want more of you. I want to honor you. I want to see you more. More and more. More of you. More of you. More of you. More. More, more. More of you. More of you. I want more. I want more of you.
More of you. More of you. More. More, more, more. More of you. More of you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. More of you. Yeah, la, 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 la. More of you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. More of you. More of you. More, 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 more of you, more of you, that I may know him. Show me thy glory. That's the language of people that walk with the Spirit. More of you, more of you, more. More, more, more. Hey, shakata kapara karabara karaba. More of you. More of you. I want you more. I want to know you more. More of you. More of you. More. More, 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 more of you. More of you. More, 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 more of you. More of you. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Just pray in the Holy Ghost in the next 1 minute. I want to know you more. 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 I want to know you more.
For many years, but you have not gotten what she has gotten.
I want more.
Hey, that's why even on the resurrection she could capture it, even when the apostles could not. Even in the resurrection, when others ran into the tomb, they couldn't see him, but she saw him. Ah, where did you lay him? Rabboni. She heard his voice. She said, ah, my master.
While they were ministering to them, the reason why many believers have missed it is because they desire the Lord to minister to them. But while they minister to the Lord, to be entertained, but they were the ones entertaining him. They were the ones preparing the meal. Their fasting was not fasting, give me husband, give me wife. When he gets so intoxicated with your ministration, he will grant you what is impossible with men. Well, they were ministry. To the Lord and fasted. Their fasting was not on just breaking generational curses. They were steering the throne for God Himself to come down into their lives. You're not qualified
because it's not there. When he takes over, he will qualify you.
And the Holy Ghost said, spoke to the spirit of them. T-
Draw me nearer to you. Draw me nearer to you. Draw me nearer to you. Draw me near. Draw me nearer to you. Draw me nearer to you. Draw me nearer to you. Draw me near. Lord, I come to you. Lord, I crave for more of you. More of you. Want to be more like you. Want to think more like you. Want to talk more like you. Yeah. I push myself to you. I drive myself to you. Yeah, I want to know you. More of you. I push myself on you. I drag myself on you. I want to know you. More of you. Sisters, he wasn't the one pushing on her. He wasn't the one saying, come, come and love me. She was the one pushing. She was the one just all around him. People are saying, he doesn't know that that woman is a sinner. She was the one pressing. In this revelation I'm talking about, many will not get it. It is the ones who hunger for him. Even Peter was talking. He said, wait a minute. When I came to your house, did you even give me water? This woman is kissing my feet, rubbing oil, pouring, pushing herself where she is not needed. Because she just wants one thing. I need your spirit. That's all. I am not looking for cars and houses. I just need you. Jesus said, you have gotten it. As long as this earth will remain, the story of this woman shall be read. The king did not show himself to apostles. The king did not show himself to men that were struggling for position. But he revealed himself to an ex-harlot. And he filled her with the fullness of his glory. She became the first evangelist to declare the resurrection of Christ. Many of us come to church to be ministered to when you're supposed to be ministering to the Lord. That's why you're picking faults in everything. That's why you're picking faults in the services of brethren. Because you have come to be ministered to, not to minister to the Lord. They minister to the Lord. And there is no way you can minister and the Lord will enjoy you without speaking. I've been chilling here, Daddy. Abraham ministered to the Lord. He never even brought the chapter of his wife. He never even told them that my wife has been this barren, you know. He ministered. When they finished eating, he said, come here. Where's your wife? In a time like this, your wife will conceive. And she will give birth to a son. Ah! Sarah had it in the time. She fell down and laughed. I said, Did this man know what they are talking about? I am already how old. There is no again anything that can produce a child. He didn't even repeat it. Because he has enjoyed the ministration. The matters have been settled. What is the matter concerning your business? He cannot settle it. My word goes forth and it does not return back to me void. It must accomplish what I sent it for. The minister to the Lord. Hey, some of you, if you're fasting, you're doing it as if you're doing anybody good. Didn't know. Every time the Lord enjoys you. Noah came out of the ark. God didn't speak to him. God didn't say a word. God didn't say, make a sacrifice. Quickly, raise me an altar. The man came down. He said, I am in love with my lover. I want to go into deeper love relationship. And he came out and he laid sacrifices. And God, the Bible says, and God smelled. Who is the one? Who is the one? Who is the one cooking this kind of meal for me? Who is the one preparing this kind? Noah. Even though the heart of man is wicked, but from now, because of what you have done, I have changed my heart. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall never cease. I am establishing a blessing with you and your descendants. Go possess, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He wasn't the one who asked God to do it. He ministered to the Lord. Abraham ministered to the Lord. The Lord enjoyed it on the altar of sacrifice. Abraham, wait. Don't kill that child. Look at what you're going to do. Turn to your left. Turn to your right. Turn. Here is the lamb for sacrifice. Bring him. But Abraham, I'm not stopping here with you. Now I know that you love me indeed. I will establish the covenant with your descendant, and they will forever know me as Jehovah Jireh. What is it? They ministered to the Lord. No time you will minister with all your heart, your soul, and your spirit, and the Lord will not speak. Let me give you another one. Solomon. Solomon took thousands of animals and he sacrificed it to worship, to minister to the Lord. No man has ever done that. Worship, minister to the Lord. He wasn't asking for anything. He just wanted to enjoy romance with his newfound lover. He reached out. When he finished, God didn't say anything. In the night, he went to sleep. God came to him. Solo, you did that to me? What do you want? Open check. What do you want? And he said, I just need two things. Give me wisdom to lead the people and influence my life in every step that I take. And the Lord said, I will not only, you have asked for that one, you didn't ask for the neck of your enemy. All right, let me say this to you. All the days of your life, this kingdom shall never be subdued. I will make you the most richest man, that there has not been anyone that is as rich as you are before you and after you. The minister. Don't you ever walk into the temple of God with carnality. Don't you ever come into the place of prayer, whether it is in your house, with the mind of carnality. Come to minister to the Lord. He will speak to your spirit. Knowledge, wisdom, education, science, business, is all under his control. He will just whisper to you, daughter, write 1 + 1 in the interview. That's all. Son, X
minus X is the answer. Daughter, when you're cooking your meal, only take pepper, this measure, tomato, this measure. Prepare your meal. Mix it with all that you're going to do. Customers will be begging you in this restaurant. And you'll be seeing big people park there for Matics. Big Mercedes Benz from all over the city coming to one restaurant. People will think it's an ordinary thing. They don't know there is a finger of the owner of destiny. Stand on your feet. There is so much flesh, 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 flesh. This year, a lot of people will be so discouraged and frustrated. Because it is not of the flesh. It is of the spirit. The strength of men will fail them. There is some humility in the hands of the spirit. Lift your two hands to God. I will give you 1 minute. Because we're closing early today. I'll give you 1 minute. You will pray to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I commit my life to you. I surrender my spirit. I am not the one that will do it for you in prayer. You do it yourself. Stephen said, I commit. Jesus himself said, I commit. David said, I commit my spirit. Lead me. Holy Spirit. Lena Rabo Shento Rabakush. Shekela Braga de Derek. She didn't did her on a lot of road. Mabaraboro cose querida. Limbro do coche que lebra. Mirarararororo. She needed. Oh, Shakala. Shindele la la la. Sandaroro Shedede. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now sit down for 10 minutes and the Holy Spirit communing with your spirit will help you to avoid traps, dangers placed before you that you don't even know. The Holy Spirit will change your direction because it's in tune with your spirit. Your spirit is in tune with him. Acts chapter 16 verse 6. Acts chapter 16 verse 6. And having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, even though it is the gospel, the Holy Spirit says, don't talk here. Don't talk here. Don't talk here. Close your mouth. Chapter 16 verse 7. Chapter 16 verse 7. After they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit resisted them and suffered them not. Don't go. It saves you from too many dangers. That's why you have the power. You are the one that have your spirit that began with us, showing us the spirit of man in him. You have your spirit. You can put your spirit under subjection. You can put your spirit to be passionate about Jesus Christ. It is you that will do it, sir. If you don't stimulate yourself, you don't steer yourself, you will remain the way you are. All the men that enjoyed the master, they drove themselves. If you're waiting for Holy Ghost to come and steer you, Holy Ghost to come and push you, then you wait forever. They drove themselves, then the Holy Ghost hijacked them. You're praying and you're praying casually. You say it's very cold and then you're following the cold. You will remain the way you are. It is when you steer yourself in desperation that the Holy Ghost will come and capture you and then add fire. It means that. Acts chapter 19 verse 21. Acts chapter 19 verse 21. Now after these things were finished, Paul proposed in his spirit to go to Jerusalem. He proposed in his spirit because his spirit was in tune with the spirit of Christ. In Acts chapter 20 verse 22. Acts chapter 20 verse 22. And now, behold, bound by the spirit. Bound by the spirit. I am under the control of the spirit. That's why you could hear this man speak words like, it is no longer me. It's no longer Paul. It is Christ. Whether you eat or drink, do all things to the glory of Christ. That is a total graduation from the normal human being to the man of the spirit. Now, he said, I'm bound. I do not know what is going to be and become of me in Jerusalem. But I have bound myself and with the spirit of Christ. Your capacity to allow the spirit of God to relate with your spirit. It is in your hands and your power to allow the spirit of God to relate with your spirit. Naturally, God will relate with you. Kingdom matters. God will relate to you. Kingdom secrets. That was how I saw the throne. That's how I've been enjoying my covenant work with God. Revelation chapter 4 verse 3. Revelation chapter 4 verse 3. Immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was standing in heaven. It wasn't that he was carried physically. His physical body was carried to heaven. Then he saw the throne. No! It was the marriage of spirit that his spirit was taken. And then he saw. Oh! He saw heaven. And he saw throne standing. And he saw the king on the throne. That was how I experienced God that got me saved. I was standing among people in Bulunkutu. My spirit was carried away from me. And I saw heaven. I saw hell. And Jesus said to me, who do you want to continue to serve? Muhammad? Or me? One of the encounters I had in Gwenge, we were going and moving, and suddenly my spirit traveled. I was in the spirit. I was carried in the spirit. Revelation chapter 17 verse 3. Revelation chapter 17 verse 3. When you are walking in the spirit and the spirit, he will carry you and carry you to your ancestral home. He will show you 500 years from now. He will reveal to you what was done 500 years ago. Look at 17 verse 3. And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. It wasn't that he went there physically he drove to the wilderness. No. He was at a particular location. The Spirit of the Lord carried him. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous name, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Ordinary people didn't see anything. It was a man of the Spirit. Who saw? 1987.
I was on a lengthy fast when the Lord showed me Saddam Hussein and the Gulf War. He took me to the Middle East in the spirit. And I saw war, Gulf War. And that was when I made an announcement. 1985, as a young believer, we were sitting down with some brethren in the Deeper Life Fellowship. The Lord took my spirit and carried me to Lagos. I've never been there. To Dodon Barrack. And I saw the setting up of Islamic gang cop against the church. And the Lord said to me, Buhari has an evil agenda. Himself with Idi Abom. Get brethren. You people should be chanting the scriptures. Buhari went for Hajj. He came back not meeting his seat. That's how Babangida took over. By the Spirit of the Almighty, all that is happening in your life, all that is happening in your family, there is a prayer I'm feeling right now in my spirit. Some of you that are mother here, your three-year-old child will be telling you things that will blow your mind, because the Spirit of the Lord is about to take over the spirit of your child. Maragarabara. I was at the airport in Lagos. Abdul Salam was the press head of state. I was at the airport sitting down. And I was just meditating. I'm just worshiping the Lord. Finished a great meeting in Surulere. And I was just worshiping. Then the Lord took me in the spirit. And he brought me to Jos. And I saw gathering from all over Nigeria. Politicians were gathering. Then suddenly I saw from Plateau, the man that will lead Nigeria into the democratic era will happen in Jos. It was by the mystery of that I made the announcement. Jos shall produce the president of Nigeria. Abdul Salam will hand over. And there shall be a civilian democracy. He carried. He goes with your spirit. That kind of marriage is the thing that, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm saying, is the thing that the spirit will carry you and just go and open the pages of your lecturer's books. Your lecturer is writing question. He will carry you in the spirit and say, see all the question. Lecturer with closed book to go and be writing question on the board, but you have the question already. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you. And he carried me away in the spirit. Revelation 21 verse 10. Revelation 21 verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city. Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Ah! What? What is this? No, he carried me in the spirit. Reverend Thompson came when we had almost finished this building, about to dedicate a new. He said, can you take me a little bit around? He said, Prophet, did you study architecture? I said, no, sir. He said, how did you conceive this thing? I didn't conceive them. I saw it. He told me where, what color is to be where, what pillar is to be where. So when I was going to look for the material, he took me to China and said, let me show you the factory that will produce what I showed you. You can go to the market and see where they're selling wallpaper. You won't find this. That was how I designed and showed them this is what. And they produced it. I was carried in the spirit and I saw the new Jerusalem. Do you know that there are men that before they would pass on to glory, they will see the landing of the master. I saw the new Jerusalem and I saw the new heaven. That's how it was written in the book. How do you think Moses wrote the book of Genesis? Was he there? Even his grandfather could not tell him. His great grandparents couldn't write it. How did he know Genesis chapter 1? It was his spirit with the spirit of God. Every secret that concerns your family, that concerns your life, in the name that is above every name, the Lord will capture your spirit to give you a revelation of it. I tell you the truth, brethren. I tell you the truth by the mercies of God. When you encounter what I'm telling you, life will be sweet. Life will be fast. Life will be accurate. Life will be on time. What you're supposed to fulfill and accomplish in 10 days, you will do it in 10 days. That is where the Holy Spirit comes to energize your spirit. When you're praying. Say, now you're beginning to get weary. You see yourself praying. Just enjoying God. By the time you finish, good morning. And you say, no, it's not morning. This is evening. Oh my God. You may have been here for 20-something hours. By the Spirit. And he showed me the great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. You were descending. He's showing me things that will happen in 1,000 years from now. And I'm saying it. The marriage of spirit. The church, many people have so much been released into the atmosphere of carnality and the flesh. There is no understanding of the ways of the Spirit. For they that will worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have too much flesh. Some years ago, I was traveling to London. Arrived in Abuja with my staff then and my coordinator in Abuja. I had checked in. I was moving to the boarding gate. And the Lord said to me, turn back. Don't travel. Stop this journey. I ran out. My PA, my then PA, and my state coordinator, Abuja. They said, Daddy, what is it? I said, journey cancel. He will direct you. I was sitting down eating to eat. I was hungry. I've been on a long fast. Hungry. Meal was sad. I carried my hand to touch the meal. Don't eat. Whatever, don't drink. The president looked at me and said, sir, why? I said, thank you, sir. I'm actually too full, sir. Really appreciate it. Somebody was giving money. Don't collect. Keep your money. I will send you another man that will bring money. Collect it.
Son, yes, sir. Go and study this product. Okay, sir. Study. Only by me. Study. I went to all, virtually, I traveled the world in the internet, searching and researching that product. The scientific, the chemical combinations and what have you. He said, okay, have you studied everything? He said, all right, I will use it for you. I will use it to empower you, to make you rich, to advance the work. He said, all the days of your life, you will never beg men to have the money to do my job. Just stay close to me. Lord God Almighty, by the Spirit of grace, there are many young people that are jumping into the work of the ministry calling themselves when the Lord has not called them. He says, set me apart, Barnabas and Paul, for the work that I have for them. That's why we are having a lot of casualties in the field. Many people that are not trained to handle weapons are in the battlefield to fight with the enemy. That's why he is gunning down many. That's why a pastor can carry knife to choke his wife inside church. Kill her and then kill himself. Many are calling themselves because they are zealous. Let the Holy Spirit call you. In the fullness of time, he will make a revelation of his hand upon your life. You see people in the somewhere, they say they were suffering, nothing is happening. If he call you, he will command that location to provide for you. Therefore, I pray for everyone here. I pray that God would give you the capacity to tune your spirit. To tune the antenna so that you can begin to catch the frequency of heaven. Stretch your hand towards me. I pray for you that you'll be so married to the Holy Spirit that even when people are making noise around you, you will be able to hear him very well. Holy Spirit, I lift up the lives of these hundreds of men and women. I bring their lives and place them on your hands. Oh God, by your Spirit, have mercy upon the young and the old. Lord, I pray that you will cleanse their spirit, possess their spirit. Father, do a new thing in their lives. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will fill them with wisdom. You will fill them with knowledge. You will fill them with understanding. You will fill them with might. You will fill them with knowledge. For the word of the Lord said in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2, for the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Shall rest. Holy Spirit, every hand that is raised to you with desperation, rest upon that life tonight. Rest upon that family tonight. Rest upon that boy tonight. Rest upon that girl tonight. Rest upon that infant tonight. Even baby in the womb with the hand of the Spirit could sense a baby that is in another womb. I pray for you. Everything that is around you. Every canality planted that has grown branches in your life,
I command it to be uprooted. 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 In the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I am asking you at this moment, like a blanket that covers a man, that is the way your glory covers men. I pray this moment, Father, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the secrets of God are revealed unto him or unto them that fear him. Lord, I pray tonight, let the spirit of the fear of the Lord, let it rest upon everybody. Let it rest upon everybody. The Lord fill you with the fear of the Lord. The Lord fill you with the spirit of discernment. The Lord fill you with a spirit of inspiration. The spirit of the riches and the honor of Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that you will electrify every man and woman. Connect them with the generating set of the Holy Ghost. That the darknesses in their lives will disappear from this moment. Father, begin to generate their souls. Generate their spirit. Let life come through. Take over their sleep. Take over their thoughts. Father, from this moment, they will no more service themselves. But they will service you. Lord, I take them from them. Place them on your hands. Possess them, Father. Possess the treasures of their lives. In this country, in this country, in this city, in their family house, every man, every woman, whether they like it or not, they will testify of the hand of God upon the life of your child. Because of the visible evidences that cannot be denied. May the hand of the Lord be strong upon you. Just raise those hands to the Holy Spirit. Wave it to the Holy Spirit. Wave it to the Holy Spirit. Wave it to the Holy Spirit. Lead out of cushion. Lean back. Thank you, Father. The Lord just spoke a word to me right now to tell someone here. He said, check it out from now. Your hands will begin to do unusual signs and wonders. Check from now. Check from now. You will put your hands on things. And things that has never happened will begin to happen. There is someone here right now. The Lord said to me to tell you, I see it. It's there. That log is like a log of wood placed on the journey of your life. He said that log of wood has been consumed out of the way. There is someone here in the next 72 hours, you're going to have a heavenly visitation. Actually, you will have a journey to heaven and you will see the glory of heaven that you have never seen before. 72 hours from now. Mama Marakarabarabarabarabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabarabashabar
Make sure that you get a small book and paper, be writing beside your bed. And if you don't know how to write, tell somebody to help you. But something is going to happen in your life in the days ahead. That every night you go to sleep, the Lord will reveal to you things that will happen the next day. You're going to begin to see what you saw happening the next day. It's going to be happening and you're going to grow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. There is someone here, the Lord said, I should tell you three times. The old chapter is closed. The old chapter is closed. The old chapter is closed. Thank you, Father. There is someone here, the Lord said, I should give you 1 minute. You felt it on your right hand. It was like there is something very strong moving on your right hand. Your muscle were pulling with strength. If you are the one, let me see your hand, wave it. Okay. He said, I should give you 1 minute to any one of you connecting with the flow of what he's doing now. I should give you 1 minute and I will obey him. 1 minute, he said, you should worship your maker with the loudest worship in 1 minute. You have 15 seconds. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Shout of hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to take only 2 testimonies today. Tomorrow we will take Maya Mala, Mara Kadosha. Those that have not had the privilege of giving their testimony, one. I'm going to have one here and one in the congregation. Raise your hands, those of you with the testimony. Okay, Pastor Musa, quickly take these names because I'm going to be calling them. It's 2, ma'am. Take the name. Take her name. Take the names quickly. Raise your hands. Pastor Musa will take your names and we're calling you in every other service. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Wait a minute. Can you say praise God? Say it again.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, if you're saying hallelujah, I just taught you on how to minister to the Lord. It is a miracle when you shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, go on with the testimony.
On the 13th of December last year, my name's Kephas William, Pastor Kephas Williams. On the 13th of December last year, I was traveling home to Borno State. I had 4 passengers with me in my car. In Gombe State, approaching Adamawa State, there's one village called Bambam with sharp corners. So We were coming. We saw a trailer parked on the center of the road in one corner. Then we begin to talk in the car that, why should this trailer park on the center of the road like this? So I was trying to maneuver my way. As I just bend my head like this, I saw another trailer coming with a speed. Meanwhile, there was a trailer on the road, had an accident after that trailer. So there was no way either to have a head collision or don't know. But I don't know how God did it. He just took my car and parked it inside the one that was on the ground. I just had gum. Then my windscreen and the roof of my car broke and it bent down. I off the engine. I said, thank you, Jesus. Then hallelujah. The passenger, the other student beside me, his eyes was blinking. I said, Bulus, Bulus. He was just watching. He didn't answer. I said, Bulus. He didn't answer. Then the other student behind said, Bulus. He refused to answer. Then I said, is there any problem with you? Then he said, no. So after some, then I came out from the car and told him to come through my door. Then the rest all came out. None of us had a scratch.
Give the Lord a big, 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 big hand of praise. Now, did you get it? This trailer was coming out. Here where they were going, and it's a bend. Another trailer was there, grounded. The only thing that would have happened in their life was for them to be crushed. Forget even when now they moved under the Spirit of the Lord took them, they moved under the other standing trailer. The car would have driven under that trailer and cut them off. And God saved all of them. Give the Lord a big shout of praise.
Then on the 22nd Sunday, which was Sunday, I was in the church. I had, my phone was on silent. I saw missed call persistently from my younger brother, the one that follows me immediately, the same mother, the same father. I said, why should this brother be calling me this way? So I went out, and he was telling me that he will not be coming for Christmas. He's in Abuja, but his wife will be coming. I said, but you know it is Sunday, and I'm in the service. He said, okay, he's sorry. So on Monday morning, 23rd, I received a call from my wife's younger brother that he is in the hospital. The brother that called me on Sunday is in the hospital. I said, what is happening? He said, then I called his number. His wife took the phone. I asked, what is happening? He said, around 4 a.m. today, he started shivering and he was vomiting blood. So I rushed him to the hospital. I said, can he talk? He said, yes, he can talk. So she gave him the phone. We talked with him. I said, what is the problem? He said, he doesn't know. But they have taken specimen for the test. So after some time in the evening, I still called him again. Then in the morning, on Tuesday, I called. He was answering very fast. I said, what is the problem? He said, the sickness is tough. So on that Tuesday evening, around 4:30 precisely, he gave up. I had to travel on December 25th to Abuja to take his corpse. We buried him on Sunday, 29th December last year. Right now, the only brother that I'm having, a civil defense officer, traveling back to Bielsa, has been having a series of problems also. He was admitted in Gombe, but yesterday they dismissed him. He is now on his way to Bielsa. They told me that they had to stop at Lafia. He is seriously sick. So I pray that God will have mercy.
Now lift up your hand. Lift up your hand there.
Father, in the name that is above every name, I command the sentence of death over your family to be broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of death that has been following your family, I command the arm of the enemy to be broken.
Let somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
One testimony only, because of the time. Now, while the testimony is going on, pull out your tithes and your offering and get ready as we minister to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God.
Now let me hear somebody give the Lord a shout of hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
All right.
My name is Evangelist Christine Chinedu. In November last year, God spoke to me and said in a revelation, said, go and run a test of diabetes. When I woke up, I was like, diabetes from where? Because it's not in our blood. So after 2 weeks, I went for the test. And my sugar level was 5.6. The doctor said I should reduce my hand from anything sugary and starchy food. I said, okay, which I did. After some weeks, after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I just collapsed in my house. And then they rushed me to the hospital. They run another test. It was 7.5. The doctor was like, reduce your hand, which I tried to do. Then on the 1st of January, this January we are in now, I came back home. When I entered inside my house, my body was, because any little thing, I would just, you know, collapse. I'll start purging, I'll start urinating, I'll start, you know, all these things start, my eye will start turning me. Then when that's on the first, it started again. I prayed. I keep on drinking water, and the thing subsided. Then on the third, that's on the first, one of my friends said that thing happened to her and it caused her stroke. I said, stroke is not my portion. So on the third of this month, I was about taking my bed. The thing came up again. My hand started getting heavy. My bones started cracking. My hand was